Here we are, Steve. Last break of the day. Last break of the week, we talked about millionaires and how they live their lives and they surround themselves with positivity and positive people. And I think you definitely agreed with that in your life and how you live yours.
You know, it's hard to do for us as people sometimes because we suffer from guilt. But you've got to cultivate the garden. You've got to prune the tree. You've got to extract the bad energy around you. And sometimes this is family and friends. And I'm sorry, but that's the way it works. Just because they're your family member does not mean they're good for you. Just because this person is your so-called friend, these so-called friends are friends when the sun is shining. These so-called friends are sometimes good in certain situations. They're not good for you as a whole. You've got to cultivate the garden. You've got to prune the tree. You've got to rid yourself of people who are not like-minded. And that's a big part of it. The like-mindedness helps you with surrounding yourself with the same attitude. Does that help, Shirley?
Absolutely, that helps. I mean, you know, there's an old saying, birds of a feather flock together, all of that, you know. Yeah, I mean, and this world, you need that because there's so much hate out there, you know. You don't want to deal with
that.
And
people don't understand, and we get stuck with our relatives sometimes, and we get stuck with our so-called friends because you're paying loyalty to the term of friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When actually the friendship is supposed to mean something, but how many times have you found that just your friends do not honor the code of friendship?
How many times?
Much, man.
So now you've got to recognize that loyalty has an expiration date.
Wow.
And oftentimes it's the people around you have stopped being loyal to you long before you ever considered not being loyal to them.
Yeah, and I just want my friend Steve to be as happy for me when good things happen as I am genuinely for them when good things happen in their life.
And if they're not, you need some new friends. And it's okay.
I just wanna...
Because I have friends in my life that were just for a season of time. Oh, man, we was cool back then when we was doing this, that, and that. But at this level right here, man, some of them I can't expose. Now, I still got some friends I grew up with, man, I can bring around me. Mm-hmm. We can go places. We can chop it up. Mm-hmm. But I got some friends, man, I had to let go. Them dudes wasn't ready for this here.
Yeah. And you know what? You mentioned something earlier, Steve, about guilt. You know, a lot of times that holds us back because we feel guilty, you know.
By letting them go.
And
guilty when we don't help them, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't help them all. The other thing that Steve says a lot is that sometimes we take stuff off of our friends and families that we wouldn't normally take from a stranger, and we just let it go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And you just have to get in that mindset that it's time to go. It's time to go.
In the hood, there's a saying, you got to keep it real. You got to keep it real. You, man, don't forget where you come from.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all this right here. Hey, man, don't forget about us now. You know, now you think you all that. No. Listen to me. You're supposed to keep it moving.
But you know what, Unc?
Supposed to keep it moving.
I'm guilty of making my friends and family problem my problem. You know?
Oh, yeah,
I think we all do that.
We all do that. Everybody does that. We take on way too much. And it's not your responsibility. You are not responsible for another man who is responsible for his family.
Wow.
That's not your job, man. You are in charge of your family, your wife, and your kids. That's your number one priority. Everybody else is a distant third and fourth. A distant. And me helping you can't take away from my family and something they got to have. I can't deny my children access to great programming trying to help your child get out of jail. Now, hold up now. Whoa, partner. I can't help you make your house note if it's going to cause my house note to be delinquent. It doesn't make any sense. But people use manipulation and guilt to hold you to a set of things that's only beneficial to them. And it's amazing how they change the narrative to get you to feel guilty about what the decision that you made. It's ridiculous, man. Stop allowing people to do that to you. If you're constantly finding yourself having to explain yourself to your friends, excuse them for something they said, always aiding them, you need some new friends. And it's okay to get some new friends. You just got to stop being their friend. Pull back. You ain't got to snatch your head out the lion's mouth. Sometimes you just got to ease it out. Slowly stop. Let a couple phone calls come through that you don't return. Just try. The message starts getting in. Just don't answer a couple of texts. I got a better one for you. Change your number and then send it to just who you want to have.
Okay.
Man, I'm telling you.
That takes care of that.
Thank you. A lot of people. Yeah.
We did the closing remarks that way today. We did the closing remarks and like a question period. Kind of helps me get some thought starters. Maybe that'll help somebody. Pretty sure a lot of you out there dealing with some of these same things. So keep your head up. God loves you. Don't forget, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. And y'all have a great weekend.